Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I just think right now, women, especially in business, this is the year of women. I just know that.
Life begins at 150 grand a year. Life gets better at 250, and life gets real good at 500. Nobody can tell me differently on it.
When you start teaching something, I feel like that's when you start to master the actual art of it.
You and I, when we publish a book, we can go toe-to-toe with any of the New York trade publishers, any of the big-time authors, and we get to compete in that marketplace and then let the market decide whether our stuff is good.
People forget sometimes as an entrepreneur, the whole damn point of entrepreneurship is to make money.
And now here is The Win with your hostess, serial entrepreneur, marketeer, and chief sexy boss, Heather Havenwood.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Win with Heather Havenwood. And, you know, about entrepreneurship is about a ton of things. Entrepreneurship is about creativity. Entrepreneurship is about going out there and making money, right? But then entrepreneurs sometimes have a hard time doing this thing called investing their own money, right? Because we're not forced to have a 401k plan. We're not forced to have these conversations like corporate America is. So I'm excited to have my guest on today is Damian Lupo. Damian, are you on the line?
I am. It's good to be here, Heather. Thanks for having me.
Now, what's so funny about Damian, he's down the street from me. Right? So we're both in Austin. We're like half a mile apart, and we're doing a video conference. But that's the beauty of online. So let me introduce you to who Damian is, an entrepreneur at heart. First business at age 11, started 30 more since, and founder of his own martial art. Okay, I'm going to break that up. Yokido?
Got it.
Woo. Trademark too, and holder of 3 black belts. Damian paid for his first rental house with a Visa credit card, bought 150 houses in 7 states over the next 5 years, and then went through a $20 million breakdown. Oh, sorry, meltdown. Oh, meltdown in 2008.
And a breakdown.
Well, you know, you and I kind of had that similarity. I went through a meltdown and a breakdown in 2007-8. So, and today he runs an Austin-based fintech dedicated to disrupting Wall Street by getting people off the Wall Street roller coaster and in control of their money and financial future. Damian has written five books, with 2 more being released in 2017. Well, welcome.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Good. So, first of all, you and I have a lot in common. 2008, right? Your number was higher than mine, 20 mil. I'm curious because a lot of people, it's funny. I don't know about your experience with this. When I talk about the bankruptcy, it's like people want to like, let's not talk about that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to talk about that. But there's a lot of juice when you go through something like that. You know, can you talk about that experience for you and what you learned through that experience of doing that?
Yeah, now I love talking about it because it's open and there's not this fear of hiding or judgment or anything. I remember going through it in 2008 and really wanting to pretend it didn't happen for a couple of years, like a lot of people are still doing. Yeah, well, and it was funny because in 2010 I was still ignoring the reality. I wasn't answering the question, what is true? Like, what is true? Who am I? And it took me getting fired from a volunteer position on a U.S. Senate campaign and ignoring it, pretending I resigned for a while. And I finally went, hey, this is crazy. I've got to just acknowledge the truth about everything, take responsibility. And that's when things started changing. And that's the problem with anybody that's not acknowledging bankruptcy or melting down or the mistakes. You can't fix anything because you got to start with yourself.
God, that is so true. I mean, I'm like, ding, 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 ding. I mean, I think I mean, we're looking at the current presidency now. We're not talking about politics, but he's been through a lot of failure. You know, he's gone bankrupt. And I found it interesting, funny, that during the election, the pre-election process, they were trying to take that as a bad thing. He's been through bankruptcy. And I'm like, that's kind of a good thing, because look where he is now. You know, it's not what you went through. It's how you overcame it. Right.
Yeah. And I remember the same thing when people were saying, oh, he's done this and he's had this many things fail. And I'm going, you guys are idiots. You literally have never done anything other than have been a perfect straight A student. You don't get what it's like to be in the real world. It's easy to criticize and condemn. The reality is the people that we look up to have fallen on their face 1,000 times. And so you do whatever you need to do to make yourself feel better, get the ratings, but you're never going to be in that position. So just criticize. I mean, that's what you'll always be as a critic.
I completely agree. And someone told me literally 6 months after my bankruptcy, I was in tears. I was the same as you. I mean, not the same as you, but for me, I was like, oh my God, I'm a loser. And someone said to me, Heather, you've never given yourself permission to fail. And it's only in the moment you give yourself permission to fail, which you will succeed. And we see that currently today. And, you know, we are with President Trump. You see, because his was so massive. You know, there was a massiveness. I think that a friend of mine, Joe Sugarman, he says, I'm successful. He's a multimillionaire. But let me tell you the 15 places I failed.
People miss that. They don't actually see that when they see the success. They don't realize all the times people have fallen down and that they had to get back up. We're so used to seeing these quote unquote success. Overnight success stories for everything. And we think that that's all it was. Somebody just showed up and their genetics created this thing. And it wasn't, it was the perseverance. It was willing to make the mistakes and learn and then grow and get bigger and better. And ultimately you pop up and it looks like, wow, that's amazing. It's so easy. It's not, it's perseverance.
It's not easy. And why even one of the worst things, it sounds so bad, but when people say they look up to Mark Zuckerberg, I'm like, why? He's never fallen ever. He created this in his dorm room, and it's like a one-hit bajillionaire. I mean, like, he's going to write it forever, and he'll probably die with Facebook. But think about it. He never failed. He never had a public humiliation.
And that's what a lot of people are looking for. They're looking for that next – the dot-com thing, the next snap or whatever it is. And that's a crazy plan. It's crazy. Literally like pretending you're going to be a unicorn and that's your plan. I'll be a unicorn, and then everybody will pay attention to me.
Right.
Dude, you're not a unicorn. Yeah. It's not real.
Zuckerberg is a unicorn. It's just
totally
he's just one. Even Steve Jobs had more depth. You know what I mean? Even Gates had more depth.
He
fell flat on his face. He got fired from his own damn company. I mean, right. You're out. Like, wait, I started this thing. I mean, Gates, if you see his story before, he constantly knocked on doors and constantly had the door thrown in his face during the IBM day. I mean, so there at least some depth to them. I just think that, unfortunately, the current millennials see Zuckerberg and they're like, oh, that's how it works. And I think that's a huge detriment. So I think it's cool. It's like a kindred spirits kind of thing that you've been through that experience. And I'll show this one thing. And I want to go into this financial piece, which is, do you ever watch that movie, The Short?
The Big Short?
The Big Short. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Did you like see your life on the timeline?
I felt it. I mean, when being in that thing, and that was one of the strangest things, because that was probably the first time I'd ever watched a movie where I went, oh my gosh, I remember these moments in time. And I was like living it again. It was crazy.
I was in the movie theater. Like, I remember that. Like a big busting me, like tapping down, like, oh, I remember that day. Oh yeah. Because when they're doing the movies, they do the timeline. And this was this day in 2006 and 2007. I'm like, oh my God, I remember. Oh my God, I remember that. You know, it was like I was reliving everything. And what's so weird about that movie that kind of gave me this feeling of like I'm normal kind of is that seeing how many people it affected. Like, because where I went was I'm stupid, you know? And it's like, no, it was something way bigger than me.
I wrote a book in 2012 about this whole thing called Reinvented Life, and it almost made me a little sad after I wrote it, because for me, I wrote it with a buddy of mine to get our stories out there, and to part of it was not to just get them out there, but to get them out of us. And because there was so much toxicity that was sitting in there, we needed to get clear on what we'd done, the mistakes we made. And if you really want to own your mistakes and understand what you know, you got to write about it, and you put it in front of yourself and you go, whoa. But when we did that, I remember sharing this story during our launch, and I remember some guys walking up to me and going, you know, I didn't realize that other people had gone through this stuff. And I've just been sitting here just like freaking out for the last few years. And I went, wow, no, man, you're not alone. Like we, a lot of people went out there and we pushed it. We did things. We took action. We didn't just hide and cower away. We really went out there and you know what? You're not alone. So good for you for going out there and realize that you're part of a tribe of people that are making things happen. And we don't always hit it, but we are hitting it hard. So just know you're not alone.
You're not alone in the failures and successes. It's not just about successes. So let's talk about what you do now. So by the way, I wanted to ask you, during that time, you bought a lot of houses. Where were you in? Nevada, Florida? Where were you?
Yeah, the question is, where was I not? I mean, the funny part is those are the two places I think I was not. I was in seven different states, Arizona, okay. Alabama, North Carolina, Maine. That was one of my bazillion mistakes was being all over the place. And the truth is we can make our wealth, if we're talking financial wealth, we can make $1 billion in our backyard. And people think that you have to go somewhere else to do it. You don't. You have to be focused. And I thought, well, I'm going to take over the country. Pre-Trump, I was thinking I was going to be the next Trump. And just in terms of being a dominant, you know, real estate tycoon. So I figured I may as well just take over the country. And that was my ego talking. It didn't need to happen, but that's what I thought needed to happen because of the lack of experience.
Yeah, someone interviewed me yesterday. I'm curious what you think of this. Someone interviewed me the other day and asked me about my real estate investing, getting back into it myself. And I said, it's really boring. Now when I invest, it's simple. It's boring. It's conservative. It's consistent. It's no, like, you know, so I'm curious now what you teach, because that's where my mindset is. I feel like I'm an old grandpa now, like, get the life insurance, honey, you know, but I feel the few investors I did see that were able to sustain and were able to go through that huge dip, they, you know, Trump was one of them too. I mean, during that time of the dip, he bought crap load of real estate. Like, good for him, man. You know, he was one of the few left that had the money to do it. But ones that were consistent, they're the ones who were just consistent. They were just nice and easy, you know?
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own company? Do you want to have more control of your income and your time? Then now is that moment to start and grow a successful business. As a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded. I have bit the dust. I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. But I didn't do it alone. I hired my first business coach 13 years ago. And now I help small businesses, solo practitioners, and professionals double their income and triple their time off. So let me help you too. My gift to you today is a free one-on-one strategy session. So go to coachwithheather.com. coachwithheather.com and let me help you double your income and triple your time off.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
The more I think about that, the people that were that went through that thing and did really well were not the ones that were going through a cycle for the first time. Right. I don't actually know anybody that started off like when we did before that in the early 2000s without a cycle behind them, without the intellectual, emotional, and spiritual experience. Having gone into that, we went blind, and so we got hurt. And there were billions made right after the crash where people were able to pick things up. The way that they were doing that is they weren't stuck freaking out trying to figure themselves out. And for a lot of us, we were stalled out because we lost our confidence by being kicked in the head. And people that had gone through the cycles before, either they didn't get clobbered or they got clobbered and they didn't tie their self-worth and net worth together, so they weren't stuck for the next few years. And that's when the opportunities were, and that's when we'll see opportunities that are epic again when the next cycle happens. So if you're in the middle of the bling and the bliss and the happy and everything works out right now, next time this thing crashes, the opportunities will be there, but you won't be ready, right? Because you'll be nursing your wounds. And that's the big problem. It's the loss of confidence when there's really the opportunity right in front of you.
You know, during the election night, there was a lot of, you know, there's a lot of talk, right? And I remember there was somebody, Elizabeth Warren, I think, was like, he's a horrible person during the time when everyone was down. He was buying real estate. And I'm like, he's smart?
Smart.
I wish I had that. I was over there licking my wounds. Like, I don't have right. anything to buy, you know? So I just thought to myself, how in the heck are you spinning that as a negative? I don't know. The fact that he didn't get pulled into that. Is the fact that he's an investor, been around a while. Like you said, he's had other cycles, you know what I mean, behind him. Mm-hmm. You realize. So what do you teach? I mean, now that you went through that process, what's your philosophy now? What do you teach entrepreneurs? I think there's something really juicy here that entrepreneurship, first, I think it's a journey. I don't think it's a destination. That's my view. And then I also think that we're not taught in school anyway on how to be, intellectual on money anyway. So then you deal with entrepreneurship land and it's even like sometimes worse. So, you know, what's your philosophy that you teach now? What's like the simple piece of that? What's your philosophy?
If it was boiled down to one word, it'd be mastery. And so the work that I've been doing is really kind of runs in parallel with all of the work I've done in martial arts. It's all about mastery. You don't just learn some technique in martial arts and you get a black belt and you're done. It's really a process that you're going deeper and deeper into yourself. It's the same thing with investing or entrepreneurship. You keep growing and you keep doing things. And so what I'm teaching with people is to help them get past wherever they're stuck. And oftentimes it's stuck right where they are, where they're starting. They don't have a clue where to even go. And so we start figuring out what the belief systems that are blocking them are and really moving past that into action. And it's simple action because people, if they're afraid that they're going to make a mistake and it's going to hurt, we avoid pain. And so typically with investing, there's only two things that are really this intense. It's money and it's sex. Those two things we don't talk about. We want to avoid pain. We pretend they don't exist for some reason, and yet they drive damn near everything we are and do. So we ask tough questions. When I work with people, it is not a pleasant conversation oftentimes, because we're digging into root belief systems and asking what's true. What are you really doing? What are you really all about? Mm-hmm. What are you really afraid of? And a lot of people are just hunkered down with the belief systems that they were embedded with from when they were kids. And like, for example, people think, I'm supposed to store money in a 401k and invest in a mutual fund, and I invest for the long term. Warren Buffett tells me to. And I go, well, wait a second. Warren Buffett trades the market. He sells options. So you're telling me that he's telling you one thing, you're going to buy into it, and you're not actually going to do what he actually does. So we start undoing all these belief systems that people have that are keeping them stuck in this bondage and this roller coaster that they're on in Wall Street.
So that's awesome. I love that. That's more about the mindset and the belief system. But is there a particular thing that you teach, like how to do stocks, or are you?
Yeah, what I do technically is I get people out of the Wall Street system. And basically what that means is we're exiting the 401ks and the IRAs, and we're putting people's money in their hands. And this comes back to the values that drive my company and me personally, which is self-responsibility. So if your retirement money's in your hands, you can't be a blamer. You can't be a victim. You can't be pointing the finger, because the fingers go right back to you. And so ultimately, we shift people's money from all these retirement accounts where they're trapped and into their own checking account. Sometimes people have heard of things like self-directed IRAs where you get more control. We've got something that's 1,000 times better. Literally, it's 10 times better than an IRA. It's called the QRP. And that's where you've got this checkbook control, and you've got all these options, basically anything you can imagine. And then you start figuring out what fits you. So that might be real estate. It might be precious metals. It could be private equity. It could be a Jimmy John's sandwich shop. I don't know. The actual investing, the thing isn't as important as the thinker and who's driving this thing. We just give you all the options, and you're not stuck anymore. So you're not getting feed to death, and you're not getting stuck in something that doesn't make sense for you anymore.
Okay, so a couple of things. Is it be your own banker? I've never heard of KRP or
The QRP is the Qualified Retirement Plan. It was built back in the early 70s, and it's what governs the 401ks. Yeah. This is just a different version where you're actually in control. So you're not stuck with a broker telling you, hey, just hang tight, come back to me in 40 years. Yeah. You literally have a checkbook with your money. It's not I think you may be talking about bank on yourself.
Yeah.
This is not insurance. I have a huge problem with the insurance industry, because they basically make a ton of money off of people, off their fears. And what we do is we give people and we teach them the confidence so that the fears start to go away and they can actually move forward. And they're not happy with 1 or 2 or 3%, which is what bank on yourself and those type of insurance things are all about. Few percent and you're safe and no roller coaster. I think that's BS. How are you going to ever do anything with your life making 3%? You're not going to get anywhere.
No, not when credit cards are taking 18 and 20, 22%.
That's right.
Okay, so QRP. Now, I'm assuming, just go down details for a second. What does that mean exactly? Is that it's already money that's been taxed, or 401k maybe it hasn't pre or no. I mean, what is it, a pre-tax, post-tax?
It's actually either one. So in the retirement vehicle space, in 401ks and IRAs, you've got pre-tax, tax-deferred money, and you've got Roth, which means it gets taxed now. And then as it grows and as you take it out, there's no tax. Mm-hmm. So with the QRP, you've got those same options. You can defer taxes, or you can pay the taxes now. I like the idea of paying taxes now, and then down the road, whatever tax rates are, I don't care. And there's this myth that that's propagated through the system, where people say, hey, you should defer your taxes because you're going to be in a lower tax bracket later because you're not going to spend anything. And I go, why would I want to plan to be poor when I'm 60 years old? That's the stupidest thing to keep me small. If you're thinking big, if you're planning on being rich, that's a dumb plan. So I like the Roth, where you can plan on paying no taxes down the road.
And then, so is this kind of, I'm just putting words in out there and just let me know if I'm on the right track. Is this like I'm using the word self-directed Roth, where one, you can, it's pre-tax dollars, I'm sorry, it's tax dollars. And then I can go and buy whatever. I can buy real estate or maybe another business or a franchise, something like that. Is that the concept? I want people to understand the concept.
Yeah, it's so at its core, it's self-directed. You get to choose where things go, and you're using the 401k rules. So these are rules that are really, really clean, and they've been around for 40 years. So you're able to take this money in this type of account, the qualified account, which a 401k is a qualified account, but it's different because you get to go out there and you get to choose what you write your check for, whether it's real estate or something else. The neat thing about the qualified retirement plan, especially with real estate, is that you're able to buy real estate and use leverage. You can use debt, and that's cool. Here's the wild thing. Most people are buying real estate with their self-directed IRAs,
right?
And they don't realize they're getting taxed up to 40% on their gains that are attributable to the debt. This is a huge problem because if you use debt to buy real estate, which is one of the best parts about real estate, you're going to get killed with the taxes in a tax-deferred vehicle. In the QRP, there's no tax.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
With great deals on laptops at Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that with your new laptop, you'll lap the competition. The confidence to know your tech will be up to date, no matter what today's date is. The confidence to score hot new laptops and replace the ones that literally smoke. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. Now an HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i5 processor is $469.99, a savings of $170. Staples, it's pro time. Expires 9/23/17.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of healthcare. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise your freedom. Liberty HealthShare.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world?
Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Let's break it down for people. When you say buy real estate with debt, explain that.
So let's do an example. So you have a $100,000 house, and you want to buy that property with your IRA, and you have $10,000 in your IRA.
Okay.
So you take out a $90,000 mortgage, and then the property doubles to $200,000. So you made $100,000 on the whole deal, and now, because 90% of your purchase was with debt, with your mortgage, 90% of that profit, the $100,000 you just made, you have to pay taxes on. It's going to be about 40% tax. If you did that with your QRP and you did the same exact debt, same $10,000 in cash that you invested, no tax.
That's pretty awesome. Can people do this, like buy franchises or buy businesses? Can they do that?
You can totally buy businesses. You can buy franchises. You've got, there's a limited number of things that you can't do that the IRS says can't do A, B, C, D. And that's basically it. You can't do those things, and you can do anything else you can dream up as long as it's not with a disqualified person like your kid or your parent or your spouse. But beyond that, it's really wide open.
Wow, that's I mean, I'm very familiar with self-directed IRAs. I'm very familiar with that. So are you so tell us about your philosophy. Do people work with you one-on-one, or how do they work with you?
Yeah, there's two things that people work with us on.
Okay.
Typically, we get their vehicle. You can think of us as we're like the Tesla of retirement plans. We basically build the car, and then you go drive it. And if you want to put it on autopilot with real estate or whatever it is, great. But you're in charge of driving your car. Mm-hmm. And so we're there. You can think of us as your co-pilot. So we're in the passenger seat, and we're guiding you. If you want to talk with us, we're here. We've got people that are actually doing things. We're buying real estate. We're buying businesses. We've done this. We're not just thinking about doing it. We're not just saying, hey, yeah, we're in the middle of it because we started last month. We've been doing it for decades. And so you've got this experience that's right next to you the entire way through. If you want to tap into it, it's there. If you don't, you're totally on your own. I mean, you can do whatever you want. So there's a relationship that continues, and that's one of our six values is relationship. We're right there with you the entire time.
So let's talk about business model, because I really love that. It's very interesting to me, and I know that people listening going, wow, this is new for me. I've never heard it before. I mean, first of all, self-directed IRAs in general, most people in America don't even know what that is because their brokers don't want to talk about it. Okay. So now you're talking about even something else that I would say probably 0.001% of the people understand. So I want to talk business model because I think people know the business model of brokers, right? We put money in, they take their little fees and all that good stuff. Wall Street, we understand that business model. When we deal with self-directed IRAs, that business model is pretty clear in what they do there too. So what is your business model? Like, how does that work? Because people are listening, well, if I give him 100,000 QRP, like, is he a fee? How does that work? You know, that's where they're, for me, that's where my mind's going. How does that work? Are you guys like a consulting brokerage?
No, Heather, it's a great question because that's one of the first questions you should always ask anybody that's saying, hey, we're an advisor.
Yeah.
The question is, what are you selling me?
Right.
And how much are you going to charge? I mean, that's great that I'm making money, but we have to understand that there's a sales pitch, and we are not a nonprofit. So we charge a fee to set the plan up, and then we have a fixed fee, $300 a year going forward to be your co-pilot, and you can use us or not. So that keeps it very clean. An advisor is typically looking for 2 or 3%. In reality, that's typically what they're making on your assets every single year. So you don't give us your money. you have $100,000 or $100. It doesn't make any difference. You're in charge of that money. You don't give it to us. It's a different model. And most people don't like this model because they would prefer to build up an asset base as an advisor with $100 million, mm-hmm. charge 2 or 3% a year, and be able to just cruise. I mean, that is a very good model for the advisor. It is a terrible model for people.
Yes.
And it doesn't work for them.
You know, I was, I don't know if you know this about me, but I was an American Express financial advisor. I worked for them. I was like 18, 19, 20. I was in college. And I got basically, you know, assistant role or whatever. And basically what I ended up doing, I was the one doing the cold calling to try to book the appointments. And then you got the person in, right? You got them in. You got them to say yes to some stupid plan for $200 or whatever it was. And then they would, the advisor, anyway, give me the data. I'm like 19. Like, what do I know, right? I'm 19. I enter in all this information, blah, 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 on some computer. And I press print. And they put it in this big fat binder and looks all pretty and stuff. And then the advisor, who's never even looked at the plan until they walk in the door, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, oh, Mr., we're so excited to talk to you about your plan. And they pull it, and then this is the first time they look at it. And the guy that I was working for, the advisor, was like one of the number ones in North Texas. Like, the guy was rocking it, right? And I realized this is a sales pitch. And the thing that I never understood the industry, and it was still weird to me even saying it, when they say products. Because, like, to me, this is a product. A mutual fund shouldn't be a product. You know what I mean? Like, here's mutual funds. It sounds, like, weird. But I feel like that's what the advisory role says to kind of put them arm's length. Well, I'm just selling you a product. I don't know if it's going to work. It'll work. You know, they're just looking at the benefits. Meanwhile, this is a person's life. You know, and so I think I never really liked that word products. And then I was 22 and they asked me to be a financial advisor. I'm like, 22, I don't know crap about this stuff. So I found out that it's a sales game. It was just it's just a numbers game. So I'm very interested more into people that are really interested in helping me lower taxes, right? Actually create businesses, real estate, different things, self-directed IRA, stuff like that. So that's what I hear. What's unique about your company?
It is. And when you mentioned the word product, I was thinking, what other word with a P would make the most sense when you're sitting there across from the quote unquote advisor? And really, what you should be realizing, it's a pitch. It's a pitch to sell you something by somebody that knows how to pitch their goods from their firm. I mean, when I sold insurance 20 years ago, I was 19, 20 years old. I'm helping people structure their insurance, structure their financial stuff. And I can speak all this googly gook and I can say these expensive words and people would follow along because I basically confused them.
Right.
And it wasn't because I was trying to screw them. It was because that was our pitch. It was, hey, this is too complex. Just trust me. I've got a nice suit on and I'm very smart and you're just not that smart. That's what the industry tries to force feed people, that they're not smart enough. And it is BS. Everybody is smart enough if they've got the will and the commitment to make their own stuff happen. But we're just beaten down by the system, and the system wins every time.
It does win every time. You know, the house wins, right?
The house wins. Well, it's a casino. When you think about it, it totally is a casino. 80% of the profits in Wall Street with mutual funds mm-hmm. go to the house. They go to the brokerage firms over a period of time where you're investing. You get 20%. So if there's profits, you get 20%. They get 80%. You take on all the risk. That sounds like a casino to me. And by the way, that's John Bogle, the founder of Vanguard. That's his quote. It's on the front of our website. He said that. That wasn't even me.
Wow. Well, it's true. I mean, the moment I learned that, what I call the dirty way, meaning I worked for the company, I pulled everything out of mutual funds and I don't do it anymore. You know what I mean? I'd rather have the cash to buy a business or cash. So interesting. So can you do any case studies? Do you have any case studies or?
Yeah. So okay. Let me give you a great one. I've got one of my favorite people ever. I've been working with them for about 2.5 years. And when they first came in, they said, hey, we've got IRAs, we've got 401ks, and we've got our cash. And we just sold a house. We've got $1.5 million. And we're freaking terrified because our money's sitting in Wall Street. It's in a mutual fund. And every day we're watching the news and we see these arrows. We see this green arrow that says the market did good. See a red arrow, market went down. And every day there's this anxiety. Like, are we going to have a wealth call?
It's like fear, fear, fear.
It was crazy, and I could feel it with them. I could feel it in this conversation. And I said, well, what do you want to do? And they said, we want to get off this thing. And I said, okay, well, then great, let's do that. And so we spent the next few months just understanding what the plan was going to be. What did they want to do? What did they really want to get to? They didn't want a pile of money. They didn't want 2 or 3 million versus 1.5 million. They wanted to know that their expenses, their lifestyle was going to be sustained, and they wanted to be in control of it.
Yeah.
So the first decision that they made was to get out of Wall Street. They literally sold their stuff and said, okay, it's in cash. Now we don't care what happens to the market. And the second thing that happened, they had this IRA and 401k money, and they're stuck. And they said, well, what do we do with that? Because we want to invest it. And I said, great, you can use a QRP. Now they've got this checkbook, and they can go and invest. And then they said, well, now what do we invest in? And I said, I don't know. Well, let's figure out what works for you. And what made sense to them was to create residual off of real estate stuff and by lending money out, being a bank. Because we know that banks make money because their names are on all these buildings in every city in the world. So I said, why don't you become the bank? How does that sound? And so they started doing hard money lending with their 401k money inside the QRP. And every month they're getting checks now. And they literally leave. They go to Europe or something. And I was in Europe with them, and I said, hey, did you see what happened in the markets yesterday? And they said, no, we don't really care. And I said, drop 500 points. And they said, yeah, but we're out of it. It doesn't matter to us. And that was the shift. They no longer cared what happened in the markets. They didn't care what happened in the presidential election. It wasn't like Trump or Hillary was going to save them. They were in control, and they knew that they were writing their own future, that they didn't have somebody else determining it. It was a huge shift, and their level of peace – epic. Totally,
oh, huge,
totally free.
Epic piece there. I mean, that's just feeling that. I mean, you know, that's awesome. I love that.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own company? Do you want to have more control of your income and your time? Then now is that moment to start and grow a successful business. As a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded. I have bit the dust. I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. But I didn't do it alone. I hired my first business coach 13 years ago. And now I help small businesses, solo practitioners, and professionals double their income and triple their time off. So let me help you too. My gift to you today is a free one-on-one strategy session. So go to coachwithheather.com, coachwithheather.com, and let me help you double your income and triple your time off.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
If people hear, like, what's hard money, I'll just give you a little clue into hard money. Lending is basically saying, you don't have to go to the bank to get a mortgage. I'll be your mortgage, right? So I'm going to lend you the money, and we'll create a contract just like that, and then you pay me every single month with a set fee, right? The cool thing about that is you get to set the fee, right? The percentage, you get to set that now, right? And so some people use hard money loans for bridge loan, they call them bridge loans, where you just need it for rehab, stuff like that. So I think it's really powerful. I also love the fact that more people are doing that, because when more people understand hard money lending and they do that, that actually helps the investors. That helps the entire community to be able to move things. Because lots of times bankers, they get really restrictive. One, they have a lot of rules. But two, they just get restrictive. And bankers know nothing about money. Nothing.
Bankers have banker brains. And you talk to them, and they have their rule set, and they have their fears
and
their anxieties.
Little box. It's a narrow. Very small box. This box.
Super small
like,
box.
If you don't fit in this tiny little box. They don't want anything to do with you, and they think you're an idiot. I mean, I've been there.
It's crazy because of Dodd-Frank and the Patriot Act and all these regulations that have happened. Even if you've got a creative banker, and I've had some really great bankers that were a lot smarter than most boneheads, quite frankly, and they go, I'd love to do this, but I can't. The regulations will not allow me to do this, which is why the shadow banking, which is the hard money, the stuff outside of the traditional banking, why that's exploding. And the banks are frustrated because they're trying to figure out how to compete with shadow banking, with all the alternatives. And what their answer is, let's have more regulation. That way it'll force the shadow banking activities to be squashed and we can continue to make money. But people are creative, and the entrepreneurs out there are finding solutions to disrupt that thing, which I love so much.
That's awesome. I love that. In fact, I just talked to someone today who's a client, and she said, I gave her so much credit for doing this. She literally went to five banks and here, I think locally in Austin, Central Texas, and gave the business plan. They did the whole thing. And they said, we need collateral. We need your house.
Right.
She's like, I don't want to put my house up. Well, bye. You know, and she was very frustrated. And I tried to explain to her, I'm like, they have this little tiny box. And if you don't fit in this box, they don't – literally bankers are told, especially ones in local office, they're told this is how it works. And if you don't go in this box, you got to tell them no. And they're just told that. And they view credit cards and loans as products. And if you think of that way, you can see the dynamic. And then, you know, also I finally got an opportunity to meet one of the 12 – I call it the 12 – of the Federal Reserve. That was an interesting story. So there's 12 – you know, there's 12 banks, the Federal Reserve, and then there's Janet Yellen, who's the top chairman. And by the way, the Federal Reserve is not owned by the government. It's third party.
And they have no reserves.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not owned by the government, okay? So and I'm sitting here talking to this guy. He's one of the – they call him presidents. So I'm sitting here talking to this guy, and I'm asking all these like, crazy questions. And I started to realize right then, like that little voice in my head of like, you know, you're talking to one of the 12 – people in the country that are running the country and the money, right? And the Washington and the White House and even Wall Street really doesn't control it like they do. So if you think of it that way, when you put your money into Wall Street and you're just hoping and praying, you really are putting your money with people you don't know. And you don't know their agenda and you don't know where they're really taking things. But when you're putting your money with yourself and things that you really know and can feel strong about, I think that's where the peace of mind comes in.
It is. You're never going to feel totally peaceful until you build that confidence that you can do it and you are doing it. And it's if you think that hope and praying that your money is going to grow, you're literally smoking opium. That is the stupidest plan that people have been conned into doing. Hey, I'm just going to take another drag of this hope and it'll all work out. That is nuts. Have no control over that. It's all about having control. And that's basically building your confidence muscle. That's the place where people should be investing their time and their money is developing that confidence. It's not just throwing money out there and hoping it works.
You know, and I have a friend of mine. There's a dear friend of mine down the street who's older. He's in his 60s, and he's been in Austin for years, and he's seen all cycles. And he goes, "Oh, do you have me in cranes or in downtown?" I'm like, "Yeah, now there's like 10 or 13." He goes, "Yep, that's a sign." You know what I mean? So, you have to be willing to be smart and not act like you're 21 and act like, "Oh, this will go forever." And seeing that things go up 25% every single year can't sustain, right? So I think you'd be smart about it. I love what you're doing. Where can people find you if they're like, I love this, you rock. How can I work with this guy? Where can they go?
Fastest place to get to me is DamianLupo.com. That's where you're going to be able to connect with me immediately, whether it's social media or just directly and see my writings. And then the stuff that we're talking about with the QRP is at TotalControlFinancial.com. That's the company, the philosophy, the team. If that resonates, it's not hard to get a hold of me. I've got people that pop up and will say hi on LinkedIn and I've got a question. And that's one of the coolest things where I would never meet these people and they've become friends. And it's knowing that I didn't have this access 20 years ago. There wasn't the LinkedIn and the Facebook and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just kind of bouncing around by myself in the ocean. And now people can say, I have no idea what to do. And you know what? Reach out, because I'm actually going to reach back out to you. I'm not going to just blow you off. I've been there, and it's part of me wanting to connect with people that I know I was once.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we were around when there was no Twitter and there was no Facebook. You know what, people? That was a day. There was a moment.
The old days.
The old day. The back in the day. The old recordings, the VCR days. No, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, boys.
It wasn't that back, but it feels like it has been. I mean, my first Facebook account was 2007. My Twitter account was like 2007 or 8 as well. So anyway, I just think it's funny that, you know, it's old school.
You've been around.
I know.
Been around a while.
I'm not even 50. I'm not even close to that. I barely hit 40. I'm like, well, how am I old? What did that happen? Anyway, so thank you so much. I want to make sure everyone knows how to spell your name. It's DamionLupo.com, or go check them out at TotalControlFinancial.com or DamianLupo.com. Damian, thank you so much for being here on The Win and sharing with basically entrepreneurs on how they can actually get control of their money versus just giving it over to Wall Street.
It's been awesome. Thanks, Heather. I really appreciate you having me.
You're welcome. All right. This is Heather Havenwood with The Win. You can go to heatherhavenwood.com/podcast. Check me out also at HHavenwood on Twitter. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Interested in coaching with Heather? Go to heatherhavenwood.com and sign up for a business discovery consultation. Here is your free gift for listening. Get 3 audio chapters of Heather's book, Sexy Boss, How Women Empowerment is Changing the Rulebook, when you text the word sexy to 72000. Again, text the word sexy, that is S-E-X-Y, to 72000. And receive your 3 audiobook chapters. Number is good only in North America. This is a Sexy Boss Wrap. This podcast is a copyright of Havenwood Worldwide, LLC.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.